We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
As far as the Amazon fake email, somebody texted in and said, do not fall for that Amazon crap. I get those at least 5 to 6 times a week, and I certainly won't. Somebody else texted in and said, broken English is beginning to be harder to use to detect scams. I read news articles and press releases with bad grammar, G-R-A-M-M-E-R, incorrect wording, and little to no punctuation. But I think it's a little different than when you get one of these scam letters or requests or whatever that you can kind of read through and see what's going on. Kareem Hijazi joins us now, CEO of Prevalion. Good morning, Kareem. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Thanks for taking the time. Sorry about the little technical delay there. You know, I was mentioning earlier, I got this spam fish, whatever you want to call it, bogus message from something proclaiming to be Amazon.com. They wanted me to enter my password and everything else. And you could see that something is not quite right here. Then when you click on it to open it, I didn't put any information in there, but the little icon that comes up is not Amazon. It's an F in a circle or something along those lines. How does all of that happen? I'm just curious, Kareem, because I did get a legitimate email from Amazon. Is that some kind of identifier up there? Or can you put any stock in any of that? And I have Yahoo Mail with AT&T.
Sure, absolutely. So there's something called a favicon or favicon, depending how you pronounce it. And really what that is this little logo that sits in the upper portion of your browser. And that is usually an indicator of something that is accurate. It's tied to the essentially the certificate of the website. And that sounds a little complicated and technical, but really, for all intents and purposes, all that is a certificate, digital certificate that's been purchased by the company, so Amazon in this case, that verifies the identity of the website. And these scam artists will typically just go, register any domain and then name it, when it from a visual perspective, in an email that you get or some sort of scam SMS message as Amazon, and it just looks like it. So you innocently click it, and then it takes you to exactly what you said. It takes you to a different website that is not Amazon or whatever you might have been going to. So there's a lot of ways to kind of trick the users, unfortunately, into clicking these things. But yes, that kind of gets us to our curative measures, which is look at the browser bar. And there's a little lock sometimes you'll see up there. And if you click that, that'll show you the settings of the certificate. I know it sounds like a pain, but if you can see that it's verified, the browsers are built to check to see the authenticity of the website you're going to. So you can rely a little bit on the browser to kind of give you some confirmation that, hey, you're indeed at Amazon versus something else.
In terms of, and I also mentioned before you came on, I got some email from an attractive woman that wanted to date me, which indicated right there, Kareem, something was up. You know what I'm saying? If an attractive woman wanted to date me, and then she asked, I say she in quotation marks in broken English, asked for all of this information. So I said, well, okay, let's FaceTime. Let's talk. Let's make sure that you're real. And I get a nasty, dismissive message saying, well, I'm moving on. That's it, blah, blah, blah. What is the aim behind these people? What are they trying to do? Scam you out of money? Get information for people that are – what happened?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
There, talk to me.
Yeah, it's a variety of things. So it can be something as, I don't want to say innocent, but something as maybe non-critical as just getting your name and address so they can send you more junk. I hate to say it that way, but that's the most innocent version of it all. And then there's the more advanced groups that are literally trying to harvest money. They'll do exactly what they said. You said they'll get an attractive individual that hopefully appeals to whoever they're trying to reach out to. And it sadly has been successful. People have sent money. They've Venmo'd or PayPal'd money to these people. They've sent Bitcoin to them. They've just all in the hopes of possibly meeting them, or they've been lured in to, with the potential of romance. And, you know, it's just sad. A lot of desperate folks out there that want to believe what they see, and that tends to work. And these people are preying on those folks. So that's probably the most common use case. There are the more sophisticated ones that will say, well, just send me your credit card information. And, you know, how about that? That'd be great. And then, you know, they get it and they basically broker it on to whoever their handler is. And then they compile those and they end up getting sold out on what's called the dark web. Another scam is people asking for gift cards because those are untraceable. And then those gift cards can be used, you know, prepaid gift cards can be used for all kinds of nefarious activity. So hate to say it, but, you know, sending gift cards out to someone you don't necessarily know online, you know, you could be perpetuating crime. Not that you're necessarily guilty, but, you know, you are becoming sort of an accessory to it. So do keep that in mind.
Just so you know, when it comes to me, Kareem, the people that I owe are lucky that I pay them, let alone. No, I'm just kidding. I pay exactly. My bills. But in terms of sending anybody money that I don't know right. Who they are or what they want or anything else, good luck with that, getting that out from me. What are some of the other things that people have to remember? Maybe they're shopping on a Cyber Monday. How do you avoid getting ripped off?
You know, go to the trusted websites that I think, you know, are renowned. Do what I mentioned a little bit earlier, which is look at that browser bar, whether it's on your phone or not. You know, you can actually check that status too. And, you know, your browser's good. Make sure your browser is updated. This is another sort of simple fix that people forget to do. So I don't care if you're using Chrome or Safari or Internet Explorer or whatever your choice is, make sure it's updated, because browsers today do have security built into them where they'll look and confirm the website indeed has a certificate that matches the name it's, you know, on. Do your best to not shop at these really, you know, kind of unknown websites. I hate to say that because there are a lot of folks that are trying to build their businesses like that. So I'm not trying to, you know, sort of cheat them out of good business, but, you know, I would keep an eye on the, you know, the environments you're going to. The other thing that's really dangerous here is people are using Google Ads and they're using SMS texting, like you mentioned, with coupons. Just click here, you get the coupon. Some of them are real. That's the problem, is that they're usually using exactly the same format and the standard that you would expect to get from a real version of that. And so it's hard to kind of discern the difference. Best thing to do is kind of make sure that you really read the fine print on these things. And then any link, back to your original point here, any link, roll over it with your mouse. Don't click it. Just roll over the mouse and see what the actual link is. And if it's nothing like what it says it's supposed to be, don't click it. Don't take the risk.
So when it comes to and these dating, because I've been on dating websites before, like Match.com and these kind of things, and I guess that's where they glean the information. Right. When I date on these, when I click on these bogus things just to see where they lead, can I get myself in trouble for that? Because I'm not looking for companionship. I'm looking to see what the scam is to try to alert the listeners. Sure. Can I get myself in trouble doing that or not?
It's possible, and the trouble really comes in the form of something getting dropped on your computer, like malware, and that's where things get a little bit more scary and treacherous, right? Because at that point, you're clicking, you're essentially, when you click something, you're giving an implicit authorization to whatever may be asking for permission, not the individual, I'm talking about the technology here. And when something gets deployed on your machine, well, now all kinds of things can happen. And I'm not trying to be, you know, fear-mongering here, but they can turn your camera on, they can turn your microphone on, they can capture what you're writing, you know, typing in your keyboards and harvest that information. And that's when you see the scams escalate, and they then send information. Maybe they send a screenshot of you through your camera that they've taken and really are able to now extort you for money and say, well, this is just one photo of a million I have of you walking around, you know, unknown being filmed by us. And, you know, whether they have something or not, you see a lot of those email scams where they don't have anything to share. They're not doing anything to prove they have anything, but they do it anyway to see if they can get someone scared enough. And it works, unfortunately. But the ones that do get something installed on your machine because you sort of followed the rabbit hole down can be a little bit more concerning. So I would definitely be very careful on clicking anything that takes you down a rabbit hole of these websites, because they are also installing stuff on your machine.
I don't know if you want to go into this or not, but somebody texted in about DHgate, which, as I understand it, sells a lot of knockoff products from China. Mm-hmm. Is that, are you looking for trouble if you deal with something like that or not?
So, you know, there's a lot of folks that have built their businesses like dropship businesses. You've probably heard of that before, where they're ordering bulk, you know, imports. I know it's changed a little bit ever since, you know, things have slowed down with supply chain issues all over the world, but China is a massive producer for these things. So it's kind of hard these days to sort of say, well, if flat out comes from China, just don't even bother with it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Alibaba is a big site that everyone kind of knows about that people use to source their bulk orders. That's one of those things that's tough. Again, I think the best option for the season is to go with trusted merchants that really vet their suppliers. You know, I mean, just to name a few, this is certainly not an exhaustive list, but the Amazons, Walmarts, Targets, that have really robust online environments that are secured for the most part and will honor any kind of problem. That's the big one. You want a company that will actually say, well, sorry, we messed up, or you were scammed in some way by something on our website. We'll give you back your money. It's the small ones that just simply can't. They may be innocent, but if they get hit somehow or someone's harvesting information off their environments, DHgate is probably an example of something where it's probably legitimate, but there's every possibility they just don't have the security teams the big guys have to protect themselves, so they could very well perpetuate a problem, potentially.
Would you do business with them?
I think I'd probably go through the steps I went through, which is to make sure I'm on their website, make sure the page that takes the money, the credit card input page, is secure, and that's again by something that looks like a little lock in the address bar of your browser. That will secure that the information you're transferring from what you put into that form is getting straight to that endpoint, not anywhere in between. So there's a tactic in cybersecurity called man in the middling, which is that as the data is flying through the internet at, you know, at electron speed, someone can gather it and capture it in the middle, almost like intercept it. And if you don't have a secure connection between the points, which is what the little lock indicates, you risk that. And so a website that does not have a good setup to gather, you know, payment information run the risk of losing your credit card information there. So great question on DHgate. I'd have to take a look personally and see if I feel comfortable there or not. I'm quite sure. I know that yet.
Yeah. What about the difference between phones and computers? Are they in basically the same in terms of information being stolen, et cetera, if they're linked up through the cloud and all that? And I'm getting way over my pay grade here, so help me out, Kareem.
No, all good. Yeah, so computers obviously, you know, just have a lot longer history of being infected by malware. There's a lot more malware on, you know, laptops and desktops and servers than there are for mobile devices like tablets and phones today. That does not mean there's not malware for devices that are they're handheld or, you know, portable. So it's just more about how long they've been around and how long the criminals have been able to build things for them. So the big concern with forms being sent or scams is that no matter what device you're getting that scam on, what you input or what you deliver back is going to be the same, whether it's a laptop or a phone or a tablet. What's probably a little more secure is one of these tablets or phones from a malware perspective. So it's harder for them to infect something like that unless they're really a higher end professional group. It's not impossible, so please don't suggest. I'm not suggesting, hey, you know, do everything on your phone and your tablet and you're fine. But generally speaking, you know, I've clicked on things. Me, someone that does this for a living, and you know, it goes to a white screen. I'm like, oh man, that's nasty. That probably would have been an installed piece of malware if I had not clicked it on my phone, but actually clicked it on my laptop. I might have actually installed something. So thankfully, I think I dodged a bullet. But don't experiment. Not a good idea.
So when it comes to PCs or Macs, if people are looking to get computers this season, holiday season, is one more protected than the other, more protective than the other of your information, or less apt to be hacked or
so security great question. And yeah, and you know, something again that goes back to the length of time that one group has sort of been predominant over the other. You know, Windows machines, Microsoft Windows machines have been around in terms of mass population usage kind of longer than Macs have. And for a while there was a period where Apple Macintosh was sort of a little bit, they used to claim the fame was they were really kind of free of viruses. That's not true anymore. Hate to say it. Same goes for things like Chromebooks. You probably heard of that. That's Google's laptop that claims they've got built-in security. They all have their version of security to protect you. So I really wouldn't want to suggest there's absolutely one better than the other these days. It really has to do with the user's behavior on the machine, because it's really what the threat actors are going after today are sadly not the vulnerabilities of the machines quite as much as they are the individual. So they're banking on exactly what you talked about, getting you enamored by an individual, scaring you, giving you some sort of offer that you can't refuse and you click, and therefore you as an individual are hacked rather than the machine. I hate to say it that way.
I got a Mac. I'll never go back. I know this is what people say, but I never get an error message, never freezes up, never anything. It's a big desktop, but that's why, I've been working from home since the pandemic, and that's why I like working from home better, because I'm working on a Mac and it's more efficient. Do you have a preference, Kareem? I'm just curious.
I don't. I personally use a Mac too, just sort of for familiarity purposes, but not something that is really a... it's really a personal preference. I personally feel there's probably less that you can download to Macs in a way, kind of just purely on a volume perspective, which can be a pro or con, right? You get less programs to work with on Mac than you would with a PC or Windows PC. But with that comes less opportunities for bad guys to install stuff. So there's that too.
Kareem, thank you so much. I hope we talk to you again soon.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks so much.
You bet. You bet. Thank you, sir. Kareem Hijazi, CEO of Prevalion. That Amazon thing, somebody texted in, I got the same scam email from Amazon Prime but did not open. Pays to listen to Tommy. Your savvy must be contagious. And I also added they got a 6 to 7 foot Fraser fir at Home Depot for $70 in terms of pricing of Christmas trees. 939 WWL First News Time. Let's look at that traffic for you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.